there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Jewish leaders in Canada recently urged the Jewish community to take part in the latest population census. This followed their insistence that the forms requests one to indicate their religion, which was not on forms before, as well as their ethnic origins. And in doing so, recent results showed that Canada's Jewish community is larger than thought. However, as researcher Morten Weinfeld explains, more needs to be done to establish a more conclusive Jewish count in the country.
There are many Jews who don't think of themselves as Jewish by religion, for whatever reason, but they'll claim ethnic origin. So what some analysts will be doing in the next few weeks is adding up those Jews by religion, plus all those Jews by ethnic origin who did not pick the Jewish religion for whatever reason. Right now, we're estimating about 380 to 390,000 total Jewish people in Canada.
Rising anti-Semitism coupled with recently introduced strict laws relating to self-defense weapons have prompted Jewish communities in the United States to increase their use of security programs, and latest statistics show a 42% rise in such a demand. The Jewish Federations of North America has noted that since the recent launch of a Live Secure initiative, which actions security programs, many have come on board, and since its launch last year, 64 Jewish communities now belong to it, as opposed to 45 when it was introduced. Its success has since spread to San Diego, Houston, Birmingham, Alabama, Rockland County, New York, and Jacksonville, Florida, amongst other American cities. Sport is supposed to break through differences and prejudiced opinions. However, a college football game in Florida proved otherwise this weekend when an anti-Semitic message saying Kanye is right about the Jews was displayed outside a stadium on Saturday night, referring to the rapper's latest anti-Semitic remarks in the media. The game was between teams from the University of Florida and the University of Georgia. Alarmingly, similar messages also appeared around Jacksonville over the weekend based on West's anti-Semitic comments, including banners displayed on a highway overpass and messages projected on a building in the city. The University of Florida and the University of Georgia have issued a joint statement condemning the offensive act, including other anti-Semitic messages which have appeared in Jacksonville. The institutions have made it clear that they are proud to be home to strong and thriving Jewish communities and stand together against all forms of hate. A high-ranking Russian official has apologized for comments made by Alexei Pavlov, secretary of the Security Council of Russia, who last week referred to the Chabad-Lubavitch sect as a neo-pagan cult group, which, along with other neo-pagan groups, needs to be de-Satanized in Ukraine. Nikolai Patrushev, a high-ranking official for the Security Council, has issued a statement saying that Pavlov's remarks have nothing to do with the Russian government and apologized for any misleading or offensive references to Chabad-Lubavitch followers. He also confirmed that talks have taken place with the writer of the matter. No feedback has yet been reported on the outcome. Russia's chief rabbi, who is part of Chabad, last week labeled the article as a piece of vulgar anti-Semitism, with his top deputy warning that the column, as he put it, heralded a new era in Russia's relations with Jews. And cooperation between countries can benefit not only yourselves, but also others in need. This point was underlined by Prime Minister Yair Lapid following his visit to the Karish gas platform, from which he believes its gas production will lower energy prices in Israel and also satisfy Europe's gas demands, considering affected Russian gas supplies owing to its war on Ukraine. His visit also refers to Israel and Lebanon having ended a long dispute over maritime borders between the two countries, with a recent deal allowing exploration rights within a 330-square-mile region of the Mediterranean Sea to search for more gas fields, which will benefit both countries. Already a London-based exploration and production company has begun extracting gas from the Karish site, and Lapid's office has confirmed that natural gas from this field has already been producing and providing electricity to customers in Israel since last weekend. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.